Now for our story. In his neat, rather bare quarters in the Wakefield Auto Court this evening, Bill Meade sat opposite his ex-wife, Kit Calvert. She had burst in hysterically not long before, believing her stepmother, Jessie, had been visiting him, plotting with Bill against her. Finally, Bill had convinced Kit he hadn't seen Jessie. Then she pleaded with him more calmly, had begged him to abandon the idea of fighting for custody of the child he believed to be his own. But Bill had refused.
There's no use in our talking about it anymore, Kit. We aren't getting anywhere. But you might as well accept it. I haven't changed my mind at all. I'm going to do everything in my power to get custody of the child.
No matter how much it might hurt me.
Well, somebody's bound to be hurt. But as long as it isn't my son, that's all I care about.
Who's that?
Tell that. I am Beck. I got news for you, too. Oh, I have a visitor.
Yes. I think you know Kit.
Good evening, Mr. McKillop.
Miss Calvert. How do you do?
Well, come on in.
But I'm interrupting. I thought you'd be alone.
It's quite all right, Mr. McKillop. I'm just leaving.
Well, I can see you tomorrow just as well.
Don't go, Mr. McKillop. Really, I'm leaving now. And I'm sure you're more welcome than I am.
Well, as to that, I wouldn't know, Miss Calvert.
I have nothing to gain by staying, I'm afraid. So I'll say good night to you both.
Good night, Kit.
Good night to you, Miss Calvert. It's an odd coincidence finding your ex-wife here.
It was certainly a surprise to me.
Did she say why she came?
Well, she was awfully excited when she got here. Seemed to have some idea I'd been talking to her stepmother this evening. You know Jessie Calvert?
Indeed, I do know Jessie Calvert. That's interesting. Very interesting.
I don't understand it. Kit's got the idea that I know something. That I'm going to use it against her in the suit. She wanted me to tell her what grounds we planned to use. Naturally, I didn't tell her. Even if I knew, I wouldn't have told her.
Yeah, the pattern begins to take shape now. The pieces fit together very nicely.
Oh, what do you mean?
I thought it was a cock and bull story, and I didn't trust it at first. But now I'm beginning to see there's truth in what I learned tonight. How much, I can't be sure yet.
Well, what did you find out? Did the party who wrote the letter really show up?
Aye.
And did you find out anything that can help us?
That depends. It might help a great deal. But first, let me ask you one question. What does the name Paul Cromwell mean to you?
Cromwell?
Aye.
Well, I know him quite well. He was a friend of my wife's, of Kit's, before we were married.
I see. Sort of a friend.
Well, I can't say exactly.
Would you say that they were intimate friends?
Well, yes. That is, they were quite close at one time. They knew each other in New York. I think it was pretty serious for a while. Why, what makes you ask? Is this something to do with what happened tonight?
It has.
I don't get it, though. Who told you?
I can't tell you that. Perhaps you can guess. But it does matter what the source was. The point is, how much truth was there in the story? If it is true at all.
Well, what was the story, Mr. McKillop? So far as I know, Kit hasn't seen Paul Cromwell in a long time. I don't see what he has to do with anything.
I'm afraid you're in for something of a shock, lad. It's a pity to find out one's been deceived, but...
Deceived?
I'm afraid so. The fact is, from what I've learned tonight, your wife has been seeing this man Cromwell more recently than you know.
But... What? I can't believe it. Kit's never mentioned a word of...
No, lad. Of course she wouldn't. You see, she was at great pains to keep you from finding out. Now, for reasons of her own, she fears the story may have got back to you. Probably that was her reason for visiting you tonight. The reason she was so nervous.
Well, she did seem to have something on her mind. She kept asking what grounds I had. Talked about something we must be planning to spring on her.
Now, that's it, you see. The young woman thinks she's been discovered. She's frightened.
So that's why she...
She has good reason to be frightened, too. You see, the information we have now, if we can prove it, changes the whole complexion of things.
You mean we might win the case after all?
We have excellent hopes, the way it looks now.
Oh, gosh, that's the best news I've had in months.
Now, of course, lad, you must realize the implication will put your ex-wife in a very bad light. But perhaps I'd better tell you as much as I know before you reach a decision.
Okay.
Well, Bill, from what I gather, while your wife was in California prior to the birth of your child, she lived near Los Angeles at some beach place.
Oh, that's right, at Malibu.
Did she tell you in what circumstances she was living then?
Well, not particularly. Kit's not much of a letter writer, and... well, the way things were with us then, rather strained, I guess she didn't feel like writing to me very much. I understood she'd rented some house there.
I see. But she didn't tell you, did she, that the house she lived in was leased and paid for by Paul Cromwell? That Paul Cromwell was living next door at the time? That he paid for the servants? Had free access to her home?
What?
Yes, lad. I feared it would hit you a bad jolt.
But Kit has her faults. We didn't get along, it's true, but... I never thought she'd...
When I first heard the story, I thought it might be grossly exaggerated, but in view of what you told me about Miss Calvert's visit here tonight, well, it looks as if we may have the evidence we need. At least after a certain amount of investigation in Los Angeles. We'd be sure of our facts. Then we could go ahead.
You mean, if we can prove this, these things you've been saying, we can reopen the case and present all this as evidence?
Exactly. Yeah. What's the matter, lad? You look dubious.
Well, I was thinking it... it's not a very pretty story.
No, of course it isn't.
I mean, a guy hates to get up in court and talk about the mother of his child as if she'd done something... well, something wrong. When I told Kid I'd do anything to get the kid, I didn't mean...
Now, look, lad. I've told you from the beginning. Your only hope of getting custody of your child is to prove the mother unfit to bring the bairn up properly.
Oh, yes, I know, but...
In the eyes of the law, this would be sufficient evidence. More than sufficient, in all probability. You want your child, don't you?
Oh, sure I do. You know that, Mr. McKillop, but... well, isn't there some other way? I mean, some way that wouldn't hurt Kit so much?
There's no way which wouldn't hurt one party or the other. You didn't enjoy standing up in court that day, did you, hearing the charges they made against you?
No, I hate it.
Oh, there you are, then.
Oh, but I'm a man. I can take the rap if I have to. I guess I'm old-fashioned or something, Mr. McKillop, but the idea of making all these ugly accusations goes against my grain.
And I respect you for it, but the sad thing is there's no place for pretty sentiments, even for chivalry in a case of this sort.
Yeah, but even so...
This isn't a pink tea party, lad. It's hard, cold business. I have to decide what's best in the long run.
Yeah. And when I think of that son of mine, I feel almost anything would be worth doing to be sure he gets the right breaks.
Oh, now you're talking sense, boy.
But on the other hand, what kind of a start will he have if in order to get custody of him, I have to drag his mother through a lot of sordid, ugly...
Now, remember, if you do have to, it's not you who brought it about. Besides, the girl must have known what she was doing. She's no child, just out of school.
No.
Then she knows. She must have known then what her actions meant. Otherwise, why was she so alarmed tonight? She's a guilty conscience, lad.
Well, I suppose.
I'm an attorney, my boy. I know it's a hard, bitter world. But it's a world that has to be faced.
A hard world, the attorney said. And Kit had told Bill only this evening that he'd changed, that he was hard and cold. But Bill hadn't bargained for this, hadn't thought it would be necessary to make such ugly charges against the woman he believed to be the mother of his child. Now he was faced with a terrible decision. What should he do?